Welcome to the Baseball America College Podcast. I'm Teddy Cahill. Here this week on the podcast, we're going to be joined by Auburn right-hander Davis Daniel. He's a junior. He's coming back for his junior year despite being drafted last year. Had a chance to go to pro ball, but Davis chooses instead to be ready to go in 2019. And again, we expect Davis Daniel to be a big part of that team, that pitching staff, in some capacity. So that is something to watch as we move towards 2019. It's hard to believe that the season is only a couple months away now, but we are at the end of November.
And pretty crazy guys on our team, like Peyton Glavin and Eddie Julian and some of those other guys, you know, that really got into it. And so just one day they kind of played the song, and I think it was Peyton Glavin was up on the big board doing it. And next thing we know, like half of our fans are doing it, so we just kind of tried to make it a thing. And I think it even transitioned over to our softball.
Here this week on the podcast, we're going to be joined by Auburn right-hander Davis Daniel. He's a junior. He's coming back for his junior year despite being drafted last year. Had a chance to go to pro ball, but Davis chooses instead to return to Auburn, where he has been a pretty consistent member of Auburn's staff over the last couple years. Played a big role in last year's super regional team, and this year he'll likely do the same again for an Auburn team that should be pretty good despite losing Casey Mize. Of course, he was the first overall pick by the Tigers. So Davis is going to tell us a bit about how Auburn fared this fall, getting ready for that 2019 season. We'll take a little bit of a look back at 2018, which was really in a lot of ways a banner year for the Tigers as they reached super regionals for the first time since 1999, pushed Florida to the absolute brink there in Gainesville in the super before Austin Laneworthy hit the walk-off home run that sent Florida back to the College World Series. And of course, Mize going first overall brought a lot of excitement to the Auburn program as a whole. And as I mentioned, Davis has been a integral figure in that Auburn pitching staff his 2 years on campus. Last year he was 3-4, the 4.86 ERA, and he really kind of found himself after a move to the bullpen last year, and really became a big piece out of that Auburn bullpen. And I imagine he'll go back to the rotation this year, but if they want to keep him in the bullpen, that role certainly suited him and the team down the stretch last season. And he pitched in a lot of big moments for the Tigers. So let's just get to this interview with Davis, and we'll hear what he has to say about his decision to come back for his junior year and what to expect out of the Tigers as we move into 2019. Today, to the Baseball America College Podcast, we welcome in Auburn right-hander Davis Daniel. Davis, you guys are wrapping up the fall. I mean, just how's the fall been treating you and the Auburn Tigers so far?
Yeah, it's been really well. We got a lot of new guys, a lot of turnover. We got some opposite experience, and the guys have been working really hard and getting after it. We got a lot of spots open for competition, so there's been a lot of guys stepping up, trying to take over some big roles, and it's been good. A lot of competition this fall.
You had a chance last year to go out in the draft. You're picked in the 11th round by the Brewers, and ultimately you decided to come back to Auburn for your junior season. Just how hard of a decision was that for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long process. There's a lot that goes into it. It came down to the last minute, came down to the wire, but, it ended up, I think we definitely made the right decision, and I'm super excited to be back at Auburn. And in the end, the decision ended up being pretty easy. Once it came down to weighing the options, I think, there's not a better place to be than Auburn University right now, and I'm excited going into this year.
When you look at the way that last year went, it was a really impressive year for the Tigers. You go to Super Regionals for the first time since 1999. And then, Casey Mize goes first overall. Just a very impressive overall year for the Tigers. When you look back at that season, what are the things that stand out to you?
Yeah, it was an incredible year. Most of the guys we had last year worked really well together, I think. We had a lot of good team chemistry and a lot of fun last year. I think, me personally, I learned a lot from watching guys like Tanner Burns and Casey Mize and watching how professional those guys are and how they go about their business. It was pretty incredible to watch Case and Ives go through that year. And then as a team, it was you know, so much fun, you know, getting to go to Super Regionals for the first time since 1999, make a little history at Auburn, and kind of put our name in the books. And, you know, we're looking to go back this year and maybe knock that next door down and get to Omaha.
You guys were so close to doing that a year ago. Obviously, you pushed Florida to a third game and into extra innings, and then they hit a walk-off home run there with Austin Laneworthy. And it was just a heartbreaking end for you guys. How, you know, did that leave you guys hungry for this year? How are you attacking this year after the way last year ended?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely coming back for us returners, I think it definitely makes us hungry, I think. You know, it just lets us know how close we were and how much the little things, you know, can change a season. And whether it's, you know, one pitch, one swing of the bat, whatever it is, one little thing can change an entire season. You know, we realized how close we were, and now we have a very, you know, good attention to detail at practice. And, you know, the guys have been able to really focus on the little things, knowing how much of a difference they can make.
Watching you guys play last year, I felt like that team had a lot of fun together. Is that a fair assessment of you guys?
Absolutely. We had a blast last year, and we got another great group of guys this year ready to have another great time.
As you've gone through the summer, you pitched a little bit on the Cape before you shut it down, and then into the fall, just what have you been trying to work on to improve?
Yeah, I made some adjustments about three-fourths of the way through last year when I got moved into the bullpen, and those adjustments really had an uptick in my stuff. So, you know, this summer and this fall, I've been really just kind of continuing to work on those and get more consistent with the adjustments that we made and get more comfortable and, you know, build extra confidence in my preparation going into the season.
I mean, over the last couple of years, what do you feel like is the biggest development that you've been able to make as a player?
I mean, first is, you know, obviously putting on weight. I came into school, you know, I wasn't very big. I was able to come in here and put some weight on and get a little bigger. And I think that was big for myself. And then, you know, the adjustment that I made towards the end of last year with Coach Smith and Coach Thompson, you know, that one adjustment kind of had a big uptick in my stuff. And, you know, I've got a lot of confidence in it going into this year. So I'd say those two things are definitely the biggest for me.
Those two guys you mentioned, Butch Thompson and Coach Steve Smith, you know, they have a lot of experience working with pitchers. Just what's that been like to be able to have those guys around to mentor, you know, you and guys like Mize and Tanner Burns?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, two of the best coaches in the country, I think. Having the opportunity to work with these guys with the amount of experience that they have has been incredible, I think. Not just for myself, I think, you know, pretty much everybody on this staff will tell you that, you know, they've benefited greatly from these two guys. They work very well together. They work with us very well. It's been a blessing to walk into this situation knowing that, you know, we're going to get the amount of leadership that we get from those two.
You're in a different position now, I guess, being a junior. You're one of the older players on the team. Does that change anything for you going into this season?
I mean, I think I feel the need to step up and lead a little more. I think we don't have very much senior experience. I mean, we've got guys that are here that are seniors that are going to have to step up and lead and do some things for us this year, which, you know, I'm excited to see. But me and the rest of the team across the country have upon us to step up and be the leaders this year. You know, we're ready to go into it, you know, lead this team. So it's been a little bit of adjustment, kind of stepping up leading now that Mize is gone and some of the other older guys. But, you know, it's been a good experience and it's been a lot of fun so far.
One of the things that I liked when I went down to Auburn last year that you guys did was when there was a pitching change, the opposing team, your dugout kind of turned into a bit of a rave, playing the music, and you guys really got into it down there. When did that start, and how did that come about?
We got some pretty crazy guys on our team, like Peyton Glavin and Eddie Julian and some of those other guys, you know, that really got into it. And so just one day they kind of played the song, and I think it was Peyton Glavin was up on the big board doing it. And next thing we know, like half of our fans are doing it, so we just kind of tried to make it a thing. And I think it even transitioned over to our softball team and some other sports. Kind of turned into a pretty big deal here. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was was a blast. I think, you know, kind of got into the other team's head a little bit. So it did what we were trying to do. And, it was a lot of fun.
That is outstanding. I love stuff like that. That's part of what makes this all fun. It's all a game out there. And you guys were definitely having fun when I saw you against Texas A&M.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It's a lot of fun.
As we look into 2019, I mean, just what do you guys feel like you have to do? You mentioned taking the next step to get to Omaha. What do you feel like that next step has to, what do you guys have to do to be able to break through and get back to the College World Series?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the little things that, you know, when you're in the beginning of the fall or the beginning of the spring that you think, this doesn't really matter, we've got plenty of time. I think you know, those things end up being a big difference. As we saw in the Florida game, you know, one swing of the bat, one pitch, one fly ball is the difference in the game. And, you know, there were a lot of key difference makers in that game that changed the momentum, changed the game, kept us alive, kept them alive, vice versa. And, you know, now we know going into each and every practice, every workout, every bullpen, no matter what it is, that those little things can make a huge difference. So I think our guys have really good attention to detail this year, you know, kind of just getting after it and ready to roll into 2019.
You guys have a lot of newcomers on this team. It was a pretty big, pretty good recruiting class coming in. Just what have you seen from the freshmen this fall?
Yeah, there's some guys that you know, don't really look like freshmen. They're out here and compete for jobs and playing like an older guy, I think. You know, some guys off the top of my head, Richard Fitz, Ryan Bliss, you know, some other guys have been really stepping up and throwing well and playing well. You know, Bliss has been very impressive on the middle infield. And, some other guys have stepped up, Cason Howell in center field. It's been a lot of fun to watch those guys. They, you know, they go about their business like they're older guys. And, they don't seem afraid. They don't seem scared. So it's been really cool watching those guys step up. And, you know, we're going to need some of that this year, for sure.
Absolutely. Davis, who do you think the best batter you've faced in your career is?
Best batter I faced in my career was probably Jonathan India. Down at Super Regionals, the amount of thought that went into each and every pitch in those at-bats was incredible. The guy's, you know, an incredible hitter, and, you know, all respects to him. He did a really good job that weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a really good one. Have you selected walk-up music for this year yet?
I've not. I will probably keep the same that I had the last 2 years, which is Thunderstruck.
And why do you like that one?
So my freshman year, I had like kind of a little rap song, and my mom always told me, like, every day, she's like, "Man, you need a rock song. You should do Thunderstruck." And I was like, "No, mom, like, that's kind of, I don't want to do that." And then we actually played at Georgia. And when I came in to throw the first inning of Sunday's game, they were actually playing Thunderstruck. And that ended up being like one of my best performances that year. And it was my best one to that point. So like I walked out of the game and my mom was like, "I told you it's got to be Thunderstruck." And so I changed it after that, and it's been that way ever since.
Yeah, you got to listen to mom, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Well, Davis, what do you think is the best part of playing at Auburn? What's your favorite thing about it?
I mean, man, this university is so much fun. It's been a blessing. You know, pretty much everything. I love it, man. It's the guys on the team, the coaches, the fans. I mean, it's just been a great environment. We have a lot of fun with it. You know, from my freshman year being here with, you know, a bunch of fifth-year seniors and older guys, and working my way up the chain, it's been a blast. Met a lot of great guys that will be friends for a lifetime. So I can't ask for a better experience.
Well, it's a lot of fun to watch you guys play the last couple of years, and I'm sure it'll be that way again this spring. And I just really want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us here on the Baseball America College Podcast today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you again to Davis Daniel for joining the Baseball America College Podcast today. I mean, very interesting stuff there from Davis. As we look at this Auburn team, it's an interesting group going into 2019. There's a lot of pieces coming back from what was a really strong team. They, of course, have some very big pieces to fill. And It'll be interesting to see how they go about doing that when you have to replace the first overall pick. It's never an easy task, but under Butch Thompson, I'm sure the Tigers will be ready to go in 2019. And again, we expect Davis Daniel to be a big part of that team, that pitching staff, in some capacity. So that is something to watch as we move towards 2019. It's hard to believe that the season is only a couple months away now, but we are at the end of November, and coming out of Thanksgiving break here, the players only have a few weeks here, some of them going right into finals pretty soon, and then they'll be off for their winter break, and then before we know it, official practice will start again in January. So it's all starting to come very fast now when we start looking at the 2019 college season. Though the offseason is getting shorter, we will still be here all offseason talking about college baseball here on the Baseball America College Podcast and over at baseballamerica.com and in the magazine, of course. And make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, and make sure that whatever podcast listening service you're using, that you remember to rate us or review us if that is an option for you. And you know, just let us know what you like about what we're doing, or what you don't like, what you'd like to see. And you can also do that on Twitter. I am at Ted Cahill. And again, make sure to check out all the content over at baseballamerica.com. It's not just college content this time of year. Of course, there's a lot of prospect stuff over there as we continue to release the top 10 prospects in each big league organization. And that feeds into our prospect handbook, which you can pre-order at shop.baseballamerica.com. And Auburn fans can, you might be interested in checking out the Tigers system, which of course has Casey Mize at the top of it, and you can do so, again, over at baseballamerica.com. So thanks for listening today. I've been Teddy Cahill, and we'll be back here next week with another edition of the Baseball America College Podcast.